Nation Divided by Taya Clement. The date, May 23, 1787. 2 days till the Constitutional Convention. Alexander Hamilton, one of the 74 invited, started packing his bags. Grabbing a stack of off-white pages, a sealed jar of deep black ink, and a smooth quill, then pacifically placing them in his leather suitcase. Opening the oak door, taking careful steps to the maple wagon, setting his bags in the back, then walking back inside to say goodbye to his wife and 4 children, saying he will write letters on his way to his journey. To my dearest Eliza, he wrote, so far, this long journey has been filled with wonders. I went into town, seeing people walking up and down the streets. At the time of writing, he accidentally dripped a splash of ink on his silk pants. Still writing, people were auctioning off slaves, disgusting me in that moment. Sincerely, Adot Ham. He finished, stopping into town at the mail carrier to drop off his letter. The sun began to set, the sky dimming, the temperature dropping. As night struck, Hamilton, grabbing a thick wool blanket his wife Eliza had made for him the year previously. Hamilton trying to stay awake till the next town to come up ahead, stopping at a relative's house, asking to stay for one night, falling asleep on the old guest mattress, waking up to the rooster next door, leaving as soon as possible, just hours away from Philadelphia. Grabbing his leather suitcase and grabbing his ideas for the convention. Pages, pages, so many pages. Then grabbing his jar of ink and his quill. Squeezing the jar open. Dipping the quill into the jar. He would think and write, the whole last couple hours till the state house. The couple pages turned into a 6-hour-long talk at the convention, finally seeing the state house in the middle of town up ahead. Almost there, but also so far. The horses pulling carriages looked like little ants. Getting closer and closer, the excitement running through his body, so excited to share his thoughts and ideas. Trying to find somewhere to stay. The whole rest of the day, writing his thoughts and ideas on every topic he can think of. The moon started to replace the sun for the night. Still writing, his eyes started to get heavy. Thinking and thinking, I can share everything, he thought, falling asleep on the chair by the desk. Waking up the next morning. The convention is today, he immediately said as he woke up, putting his nicest clothes on, then rushing over to the state house. The second one there, sitting and waiting for it to start, only 55 people came. The issue on the table, General Washington began. Slaves, Jefferson stood up, and what's your thought on that? General Washington continued. "Slaves should be approved," Jefferson ranted for an hour. Hamilton stood up. "I disagree. I don't think slaves should be around here." "Why can't we just do the work ourselves?" he ranted about for hours, people agreeing, anger showing up in Jefferson's face. Taking a vote, over 2/3 of the people agreeing with Hamilton. Benjamin Franklin taking notes in the back for the final draft. The next day, Hamilton sharing his 5-hour notes. The smell of powdered wigs filled the room. People almost falling asleep. When he finished, people even stood up and clapped. The convention is over. It was the last day. The draft of the Constitution. 39 people went over to sign it. And soon the new Constitution would be written. Now the saying, "We the people of the United States," filled people's heads for years.